Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. God's not going to force an encounter on us. We've got to get to a place where we actually desire Him and admit our need.
That is 100% true. We've got to desire. I mean, the scripture talks about, you know, to ask, to knock, to seek, and God is right there wanting to come in. I believe the same but God moment that I had and have had and continue to have with Christ, that He desires that for all of us, that He can make us whole, that He can bring healing to our hearts, that He can restore us to who He desires us to be, that we would fulfill His purpose and His destiny for our life. And so God is standing there and saying, knock. Or in the book of Revelation, it says, knock and He'll open the door up. He'll open the door wide and come in and sup with you. And I believe He's waiting to come in with His healing power and to heal our hearts.
So good. Here's another line from your book. You said, when you have a but God moment in your life, what follows that moment will be drastically different from what came before it. Say a little bit more about that.
Yes. And once again, you can have a but God moment in so many areas of your life. And just in the particular area of my story, especially my salvation experience, and how it just was drastic. You know, when I was in the world and out there living for the enemy, I was full fledged. I was all in. And when I gave my life to Christ, He literally, it was like an apostle Paul on the road of Damascus kind of experience, that I literally left out of that football locker room. I was changed. I was transformed, and it showed up in how I began to live. And I will never forget. And not only threw away the tapes I was listening to, and I went to church that following Sunday. I gave my heart to Christ on Thursday. Went to church Sunday. I got water baptized. I started going to, and literally, I'm going by myself. My dad's not going. My mom and brother and sister in Rochester, New York. It's me driving myself, getting myself ready, going to church, getting water baptized. I got in a small group and started studying Henry Blackaby, experiencing God, and God literally revolutionized my life. I remember, instead of hanging out with my friends and chasing the girls like I used to do, I was spending Friday nights with my youth pastor. I was spending it in a small group. I was spending it by myself, reading my Bible and praying. I mean, my life, when I say I had a but God that changes everything moment, I had a 180 degree turn, and people at school were going, "What is wrong with Herbert?" No, and it doesn't have to be a teenager. I think in all aspects of life, all areas of life, and no matter our age, God desires for us to have those but God moments where we were going in one direction, but God showed up with His power and He changed our life, and we start going a different way, we start living a different way, we start talking a different way, we start handling our finances in a different way, we start treating our spouse a different way, how we're raising our children is different because we encountered the living God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.